Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Among the races to be decided today on Massachusetts primary election day is the contest for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. Whoever wins will face Elizabeth Warren in November. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on yesterday's final day of the primary campaign.
Republican Beth Lindstrom walked the Marlboro Labor Day Parade.
We are getting great response everywhere we go. I think the momentum is with us, and I think people realize that I am the best chance to go up against Elizabeth Warren in the fall. And I think people are realizing that from the last few days of the campaign where you get out that message.
Lindstrom, who owns a day spa in her hometown of Groton, told WBUR's Lynn Joliker her campaign has outworked its opponents.
I'm a small business owner, and I've been involved in four startup companies, so I know what it's like to try to keep the cost of business low so that you can hire more people. Because to me, the best social program is a job. And when you create jobs, A, you create dignity, but you create taxpayers, and you use that money to help those with critical services and those people who need that. That's the way I view the role of government.
How do you think Elizabeth Warren is not stepping up in that regard?
Well, first of all, she's off looking for the presidential run.
I am running for the United States Senate. We have 63 days until the general election. I am all in on that.
Senator Warren told reporters at the Labor Breakfast in Boston that she takes nothing for granted.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for making it.
After the parade, one of Lindstrom's rivals in today's primary, Jeff Deal, visited his campaign headquarters in Braintree to thank volunteers making phone calls.
And I'm calling all of Trump voters to thank them for supporting our president and to remind them to vote for Jeff Deal for U.S. Senate. While we're not electing a president, the stakes are just as high for our state. If you don't vote, then the Never Trumpers will win. Jeff is the only candidate to support Trump in building the wall.
Deal, a state representative from Whitman, who co-chaired Donald Trump's Massachusetts campaign in 2016, says he feels good about the election.
A lot of excitement out there as far as campaign workers, but also the Labor Day parade in Marlboro was fantastic. So, look, I think a lot of people are excited about having a choice in November, someone who's going to work for Massachusetts versus Elizabeth Warren, and we're just thinking that we're the campaign that's going to be that one.
Why do you think that?
Well, first of all, I mean, I have a track record of actually saving taxpayers money. A lot of people recognize that when I'm out on the campaign trail. I have been elected to office before.
In 2014, Deal led the successful ballot initiative campaign to stop indexing the gasoline tax to inflation. He says thanks to that effort, he developed a grassroots network. The third Republican candidate, John Kingston, had a late-day campaign event we were unable to attend. He had more money to spend in this campaign than the others, thanks mostly to a loan of more than $4.5 million he made to his campaign. That money has enabled him to run a lot of television ads.
Imagine living in a community that didn't enforce the law. Sounds crazy, right? It's happening. Today, extremists push for sanctuary cities, putting our families at risk. We have to stop them.
And unlike Elizabeth Warren, John Kingston will protect Massachusetts families by defunding sanctuary cities, upholding the law, and getting drug dealers and violent criminals off of our streets.
No matter which Republican wins today, Warren says she's ready for the challenge.
I'm in this race all the way. I've already done 34 town halls. I've been all across the Commonwealth multiple times, and I expect to continue to do that. And I'll be out there talking to the people in the Commonwealth about my record and what it is I'm fighting for.
Warren says she will debate her Republican opponent, whoever that is. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.